You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston, and tonight I'm joined by the biggest baseball fan I know, who's so excited for opening day today, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just called me out with that. Baseball's worse. But seriously, I didn't even know it was opening day until you told me, and I was wondering why people were excited.
It's okay. People can know your little secret. It's all right.
I don't want people to know too much about me, though. I feel like I should be hidden, but I don't know. Every single time I come in the studio, I feel more open.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just who I
so
am.
So are you Tony Soprano or Dr. Melfi in this situation?
What does that even mean?
Well, the Sopranos, they have scenes where Tony Soprano's talking to his therapist. Her name is Dr. Melfi,
yep.
And she's like really smart Italian woman. And Tony tries to have sex with her like at least 7 times in the show. One Great. Time he almost gets her, but then she says no all the other times. And I think it's the only woman to turn him down the entire show.
You only like reference like 3 shows because you only have seen 3
I've
shows.
I've seen more than 3.
You haven't even seen anything in the past 3 years
right.
that is up
I've
to
seen
date. What is
True Detective, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, The Wire, The Sopranos. Better Call Saul,
True Detective, and
Arrested
Better Call
Development
Saul are the only like up to date ones.
And
because you're not watching the new Arrested Development, I know you're not.
I saw there are actually new episodes.
Yeah, there's new episodes.
Is it bad?
I tried to get into season 4, and I think
was
you
bad.
And that was really bad. And they're going off season 5 off of that, so I wouldn't think that it's good.
Well,
I tried to do season 4, and I just went back to 1 through 3.
4 was terrible, and my idea was like, well, it's just they're catching everybody up, and season 5 is gonna be good. And I saw season 5 come out, I was like, I'm not getting.
I don't
the
think
time
I'm in
this.
That. Yeah, well, plus, who cares? Netflix, what they have is like that new reality TV show, man, about buying property in L.A. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Man. It's
I mean,
like,
we're right next door to them.
It's like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, except with L.A. realtors. That's what it's all about on Netflix now, bringing in the new reality TV. Woo.
Yeah.
I love it. But in all seriousness, man. I feel like that Survivor is the greatest show on planet Earth. You know, this past episode was really hardcore. They voted out Joe, you know, past contestant. Pretty insane. He didn't see it coming. What a loser.
I don't know much about Joe.
Yeah, well, it's because you don't watch anything except Mad Men, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Sopranos, or True Detective. I just thought, look, I can remember all of the shows
well,
because
forgot,
there's
like,
so
I think
few.
I think I've watched 8 television shows.
Hey, Matt, can you tell everybody what movie arrived in the mail for you today?
Lawrence of Arabia.
You ordered. The movie you ordered was Lawrence of Arabia.
On Blu-ray. It's
on
the
Blu-ray.
First Blu-ray I've ever bought.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have one movie in your collection and you decided to choose that.
You know, I'm really upset that you came over at this time before
yeah,
I
brought in the
it.
Package for you.
Well, look, I like the desert, I like the wide open shots. And the last time I tried to watch it was probably, I guess, like 3 years ago. And I was too far under the influence to really enjoy and stay up for all 3.5 hours of it.
Because that's a movie that if you don't watch the first time around because, you know, you're out of it, you have to then purchase
well,
the Blu-ray from Amazon.
Yeah, like I love the first 45 minutes
because you're robbing
of
yourself.
It. I had to. I was like, you know, I've been trying, you know, I was like, maybe I want to watch a movie soon. Again, I'll try to watch a movie.
And that's just such an amazing pickup line. Hey. You just want to come back to my place and watch Lawrence of Arabia?
Well, that's the idea. It's like I'm trying to talk to girls again.
There's
so
no Netflix and chill. There's Lawrence of Arabia and chill.
It's like, hey, you want to come back and watch a movie? I got Lawrence of Arabia. You know what I mean?
Already making me crazy.
Yeah. Yep. You want to hang out with Lawrence in Arabia with me?
Oh, my God.
There we go.
And there it is.
Yep.
That's all
and
you got
to smile, though. You know, wink.
What?
No. Shoot the gun. Yeah. Bat some eyelashes.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing. Let me know when this works out because you will go down as a legend.
I'll for sure try at least. You know, if I try like 25 times, you think once it would work.
So one out of 25.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not bad.
It's been like 250.
I feel like you could do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Hey man,
I missed 4 out of 100. That's bad, I guess, 4.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. You're trying to do baseball reference-y. I don't even care about baseball reference.
Well,
I'm
4,
just gonna
4
you.
Out of 100 is 1 out of 25, which is...
Man, you're doing... Oh, God.
I don't know.
The listeners hate you right now.
Yeah, it's not... I don't know where I'm at anymore. Yeah. It's been a long day, though. It's been a long day. So, for tonight's show, we're going to talk about our 5 favorite free agent signings and our 5 least favorite free agent signings. I wrote about this today, my 5 least favorite, and tonight I'm going to write about my 5 favorite, just because I only like to talk about the things that I write, you know?
Yeah, because you're just, like, really selfish.
I'm an egomaniac.
You didn't even, like, give me an opportunity to choose a topic. Every single thing that I choose, you're just like, Taylor, shut up. Like, how does
you
that make me feel?
Yeah, you should choose a topic.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want to do next week?
You know what?
I'll think about it.
I'll come up with it.
Think about it.
I'm going to let you know.
The big, I guess, news, I guess, recently, one, Jordy Nelson retired. It's a shame he didn't sign the New England Patriots this year just go back to Green Bay, too.
Yeah, what a shame.
Shouts out to a real one, Jordy Nelson. He ran a really good 9 route. It was fun watching him run those over the years. And, playing football in Oakland really makes somebody hate themselves, I guess, and wants them to leave the league for sure.
Yeah, it's just, you know, kind of the John Gruden way, as you can see. I feel like that, you know, is he a great coach? I mean, he has a 10-year deal. And the first year, it is not looking so dandy. I mean, come on. You know what? We'll get into it because, you know what? I'll just, little spoiler alert here.
Ooh.
One of those players are on my list.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Crazy.
I'm doing it.
That's pretty good. The other thing that happens, the Cowboys trade a 6th-round pick for Robert Quinn today, if you missed it. And they traded a 2020 6th-round pick. So it's kind of like a salary dump for the Dolphins more than anything. But yeah, it's a really good deal.
Yeah.
Like Quinn's like kind of slow. Like he doesn't close the gap very well, but he's still a competent edge rusher. And for a Dallas team that just lost Randy Gregory because he can't stay off the weed for a year or indefinitely, this is a really good signing for him. Now they just need to pay DeMarcus Lawrence, all they need to do.
Which, by the way, I'm actually pretty excited about the trade as well. Kind of like you said, they were just getting rid of the guy. So for the Cowboys, it's kind of just... nice little pickup.
Yeah, so I mean, a 2026 round pick is absurd for them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know
what
like,
are you going to do with
what
that?
What are the Chiefs doing? The Chiefs are switching to a 4-3 defense. Yeah. Why not make that deal? They have like $30 million in cap space still right now. I think 25.
Wait, really? I was about to say.
They haven't
really done much then.
And they signed Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, your favorite player. don't you guys get along?
He blocked me on Twitter because he's a coward.
Oh.
Because he can't sit in the dry sauna with me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
You hear that? Tyrann.
By the way, he's listening right now.
I bet he is.
Somebody needs to send this out to him.
Lately, there's been an all-black suburban tinted windows outside my door in my cul-de-sac. Maybe that's him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably him.
Maybe it's Ronald Reagan.
I think you just want him to watch you.
I think so.
Whatever you do, you just like have the windows wide open at all times. Hello, Tyrann.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, whatever.
I got these windows open back here.
But either way, going back to your other point with the DeMarcus Lawrence thing, because I just want to talk about Cowboys as well. You know, apparently they're just not negotiating very well because of the shoulder.
Oh,
and
really?
When it comes to the surgery, because I think he needs surgery, but I think he's refusing to get surgery. Until he gets the deal, I think that's what's going on right now. Either way, it's both sides are not going to be agreeing. He wants too much money, plain and simple.
Yeah,
and
I mean, he's worth $22 million a year.
No, he's not. You want to pay him that?
Yeah, I would pay Jadeveon Clowney that.
I would even... Okay, here's
my
thing.
You're paying like a top 5 edge defender.
Okay. Here's my thing, though, with that. I think Jadeveon is better.
I think
Clowney
Lawrence
is
better. Lawrence is a better pass rusher. Clowney's a better run defender.
I would.
Clowney has the potential to be a better pass rusher.
I would still take Clowney over Lawrence.
Yeah,
I'm just not that confident.
I would too.
He doesn't like top out.
I guess
or
if you're like extrapolating for a long term future, I don't know if Lawrence is gonna get better.
Exactly.
Whereas Clowney could probably get better.
Exactly my point.
It's gotten so stupid on Texans internet with this Clowney stuff. There's like the same rumor that goes around that the Chiefs are still looking to trade Clowney. The Texans are having trouble wanting to pay Clowney for that many years for that long. Like, yeah, just get two first-round picks for him, fix the secondary, and we'll have the 28th best defense in football next year. And then Deshaun Watson will score 17 points, and then they'll be down by 14, and then they'll try to come back at the very end, and they'll lose by 10 and make it seem like it was a lot closer than it was. And that's what happened. They trade Clowney. If they wanted to trade somebody, Watt would be better to trade than Clowney.
Okay, you even brought that up last week again. Man, I'll keep bringing it up. You can't keep saying that out loud.
Yeah, I will.
You just can't keep doing it. And by the way, this seems to really offend you. You actually got really defensive right there.
Oh, yeah,
I'm so
defensive about Jadeveon.
You really are.
I think he's my favorite player on this team now. I think my favorite players in football right now are 1, Jadeveon Clowney, 2, Josh Allen, 3...
David Johnson.
I need to think about it a little bit longer.
Is it David Johnson?
No, I think I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Like, I'm really excited for Jameis in this all-vertical offense.
What are you talking about? Stop.
He's playing with Bruce Arians. They're just going to throw the ball downfield a bunch, and Jameis, I think, can do that very well.
Oh, my.
And they
Bruce
put
Arians
a bunch of money in their
him.
Offensive line.
Do you think that Jameis is going to eat another W?
He's going to eat so many W's because
is that what he's gonna do?
They want. He says he's going to play 250 pounds this year. He's like, I'm trying to bulk up. He's at 235. He wants to play at 250.
Oh, my.
That's insane.
What? He's going to be so fat.
He's going to be so slow.
And he's not going to be able to run.
He's already really slow.
I just don't think he's the smartest guy on the planet.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem.
And it is an issue. So Bruce Arians seems like a very intelligent human being. So him having a conversation with Jameis, you would immediately be able to realize Jameis isn't there. Like, he's not all there.
I mean,
and even the crab leg situation, I feel like he doesn't even know he stole the crab legs.
Oh, he just forgot to pay.
He just walked out. He didn't even know what a store was.
I wouldn't say that. I think he's a little airheaded. You know, he's kind of ditzy. He's like a silly girl.
He's just like, ooh, what are these?
yeah, that's Jameis.
No, I just don't even think he understands what world is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's a
good downfield passer, and if he can do that a lot in Tampa and get playing time to throw the ball, I think he'll be all right. And so I'm really excited for him and Chris Godwin and Cameron Bray and O.J. Howard and that whole bunch in this Arians offense is going to be fun.
You didn't even mention Mike Evans.
Yeah, I said that. Oh, what for?
Oh, you didn't
Evans.
Even say Mike Evans, man.
I'm Come sorry. On. I'm sorry, What's Mike. I'm
yeah.
sorry, Mike.
Come on, man. Shout out to you, Mike.
There are some other – all right, so the Cowboys – got Robert Quinn. The Raiders nab linebacker Brand Marshall from Denver. And Denver has this white linebacker from Iowa who's a 4th-round pick. He's completely lost and terrible. He's too slow to play. But I guess they're going to start him this year because he's a 4th-round pick.
It's going to work out well.
Yeah, it's going to go very poorly. Greg Schiano was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots for this year. He already resigned. The Raiders signed Isaiah Crowell today on a 1-year contract.
The Raiders are killing it.
Because Marshawn Lynch may retire this year, so they may have Crowell. And
do you even like Marshawn? Do you even think he has anything left?
I love Seattle Marshawn.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, he's a barbarian. Like, he's a warlord out there.
Man, it's just a shame that they didn't give him the ball in the one.
Yeah, I imagine his shoulder pads are made out of skulls when he was on the field.
Is that what do you mean made out of skulls?
Like, that's how I imagine Marshawn Lynch on the football field.
It's pretty violent, man.
Yeah.
We have kids that listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you say, oh, yeah? Oh,
shout out to all the kids out there.
Kids listening. Oh, yeah.
Shouts out to all of the little kids listening out there.
Oh, God.
And the Raiders also have Doug Martin still, I guess. And
thank God.
Jalen Richard's like a really good third down back, and it's going to be really sad when he goes to the Patriots in like 2 years and has like 1,200 yards rushing and 800 yards receiving.
You just think everybody's going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we all eventually do. We all die one day.
we
all
eventually
go to the Patriots. The Bengals want to wait and see about extending Andy Dalton.
Oh, my. There's no waiting and seeing. He is not that good. The Red Rocket never took off, man.
No, he did that 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year.
And then he broke his thumb.
He blew
and
up
then,
on the launch pad.
Yeah, and then Joey Porter ran the field, and they lost that game to the Steelers. And A.J. McCarron was the quarterback. That was a really good team. They're like the 2011 Houston Texans, the 2016 Cincinnati Bengals. Or I guess 2015 Bengals.
Poor Marvin Lewis, man.
Yeah, poor dude.
He didn't deserve to be fired.
And then Grady Jarrett, the owner, said that he's going to be a Falcon for life. Maybe somebody ask Grady
nice.
What he thinks.
Yeah.
Arthur
ask
Blank,
him?
Ask Grady what he thinks about that.
Not
first.
An Arthur Blank fan.
And then, yeah, he's like definitely a villain from 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, he so skins puppies.
And then the Titans want to build their offense around Derrick Henry, who is not a good, consistent running back.
Yeah, what are we talking about? He had like two good games.
He had two good runs.
Yeah, he had the best stiff arm anyone's seen of the year, and now all of a sudden, he's the greatest.
Yeah, he can't run the ball up the middle, even though he weighs 260 pounds. And the only thing he can do is cut things outside and then stiff arm defensive backs, and that's it. So, yeah, build your offense around him, Tennessee. Good job.
Genius.
Don't keep being dumb.
Yeah, you know what? I got nothing for Tennessee. I feel like as long as Mariota is their quarterback, they're not going anywhere, so it doesn't really matter.
There was something I saw where it was like Marcus Mariota last year suffered from, you know, two broken ribs, AC sprain, a this and that. And it's like, well, he's been in the league for 4 years. He's never been healthy, and they pay like 70. I was about to say,
what is his contract?
Well, they gave him his fifth-year option this year, so he's going to make $22 million this year.
Okay.
And like the reason why the Jaguars extended Bortles last year, too, is because they didn't want to pay Bortles $22 million. They wanted to pay him $14 instead and extended him because they wanted to pay him that fifth-year deal for it. But, yeah, Mario's been in the league for 4 years now. He's always hurt. And it's not like they haven't put a ton of money in their offensive line to protect him. They have, and he gets hurt anyways, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I actually feel like Tennessee has given him weapons as well. They've tried to put a team around him. And every single season, he's the missing piece. And also, they're just inconsistent. It's just an inconsistent football team. Just like last year, whenever they dominated against Dallas and everybody.
And New England, too.
Yeah, exactly. Then
that was a
great
game to play against New England.
It was two back-to-back weeks, and everybody goes, man, Tennessee could be the real deal. What do they do the next week? They crap the bed.
I assume so.
Yeah. Well, it's just what happens. So it's an inconsistent team that's never going to be able to get there. And I feel like it's the quarterback situation more than anything else. And then the Derrick Henry, let's just give him the guy. He's not the guy.
No.
He's not the guy.
Well, and the problem.
I'm more of the guy than him.
Yeah. And the problem, too, is like they're mediocre at everything, which is fine if you have a great passing offense.
Yeah.
And they don't have that. They're just like okay at everything, like really good at anything. And they'll win 8 games this year probably again.
That's good. I mean, they're in your division, so I feel like you're going to be excited about Mariota, Nick Foles. I mean, Nick Foles.
I like the Titans when they were Smash Mouth, exotic meth mouth football, but now they're not anything at all to me. They're just boring. They're just the color gray.
So I guess the only team you fear is your dream team, the Indianapolis Colts.
I mean, I hate the Colts, but I like.
You love the Colts.
I love.
You can't say that. You
I love what
the
they
Colts
did
so much.
I like Andrew Luck. Like I like their players. I like their GM.
Well,
I like their coach. I just hate the team. Like I hate the colors. I hate Indianapolis.
So that's your reasoning. I just hate the colors. You and colors, man.
That's important.
It always goes back to that.
It's
at
important
the end of the conversation.
And that's the only hard thing about being a Bucks fan this year, though, is they're they have the worst jerseys in football.
What? Well, wait, the orange ones?
No, the pink alarm clock numbers. They're so sharp and jagged.
Sharp.
It hurts my eyes.
Sharp and jagged, the numbers?
Yeah.
You're saying the numbers
the
on the jersey?
The alarm clock numbers.
Sharp and jagged.
Yeah.
I think you have issues, man. That's what you're looking at. When it comes, ugh, look at those numbers on the jerseys. I'm out. Turn the channel.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're the worst.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start going through this real football hard-hitting analysis.
Can't wait.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So we're going to go through our favorite free agent contracts this year. And if you're listening to this, you probably don't even need to read what I'm going to write tonight because I'm about to open my heart and kind of go through it. So the first one I have here is Ronald Darby re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles on a 1-year, $6.5 million contract. Darby was like, I guess like a top 15 cornerback before he tore his ACL last year and was really good. And it only took $6.5 million for him to stay on like another prove it deal. And like I know like other teams sign cornerbacks 1-year contracts. He was probably the best of the bunch, but the ACL tear, I guess, is what scared him away. But in today's world, you know, you can tear your ACL and be fine and, you know, 6 months and he'll play again right away. And it's also a guy who tore his ACL in week 7 last year. It's not like it happened at the end of the year. So it was surprising he only went for $6.5 million. And again, like a cornerback who was the top 15 player last year on a prove it deal, like Philadelphia did, I think was a great move for him.
Yeah, well, for me, I don't believe in the ACL tears and then being able to come back as fast as you believe that, apparently. I just thought that was an okay signing. I thought that it's pretty much a prove-it year, only because if he is able to play great, it looks like a solid transaction, while if it ends up that he's not the same, then guess what? They don't lose out on much.
Yeah, and also, like, the weird thing, too, with the Eagles is their secondary became terrible, and all of a sudden Week 14 hit, and all these young guys out of nowhere were unstoppable. And they, and like, I don't
know. Nick Foles was their quarterback, man.
Well, that's part of it. The prayer circles help. But also, I don't remember any of their names, too, because they all had dreadlocks and they all, and so like, I couldn't distinguish them all. I couldn't read the name on the back of their jerseys at all. And they all had long hair, so I didn't know which guy was which. I think one was like Burns and the other guy was, I think, Mo Alley Cox. And I could not tell apart like which one from the other. And I am kind of disappointed the Texans didn't sign Ronald Darby and Bradley Roby, because it would have been fun to have, you know, Roby and Darby in the same team, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Why you want to spell it out even more there?
Like their names end with Y. They go E at the end.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Actually, to kind of back up of what you're saying, for one of my guys that made my favorite list, is DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, that's a trade. Are we going to consider trades?
I consider trades in this.
All right.
Yeah. Fine. Only because you said, according to my text, what was your best acquisitions from teams during this offseason? So that's
let's
what I'm
what
going
I, let's
off
see what
of.
I said. Let's see. Right. Let's take a look at the tape.
You know what? You know what? Take a look at the tape here.
All right. Let's see here. I got... Yeah, you keep talking while I look this up.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah. I said, let's do 30 minutes of our five fave FA signings. 30 minutes of our five least favorite.
I didn't see FA signings.
It's fine.
You know what?
You can still do
my whole point was DeSean Jackson going to the Philadelphia Eagles, I feel like was a solid move, because now everyone's excited, so Wentz can have a down-the-field target to be able to throw to with the deep ball instead of just looking at Ertz
Nelson,
the whole time.
Nelson Aguilar doesn't do that for you?
He's more of like the speedster when it comes to like the quick routes that then is able to take off. But as far as like separation goes, I feel like DeSean Jackson's
Aguilar's
always
like
the guy that's going to beat the guy.
Yeah, Aguilar's like a great like fourth wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, you're never...
He's not a good number two, but he's a great number four.
Because, I mean, even with the passes that I remember him, like his big games, what were they? He had like 10 catches for 110 yards, like something ridiculous like that. I wasn't an Aguilar fan, and so DeSean Jackson, he wanted to go back to Philly. It was always his favorite place without the Chip Kelly nonsense. And Wentz, I feel like, is going to have to prove himself.
Yeah.
And now that with Nick Foles is not able to back him up, he has a lot of weapons. And if he's not able to make something out of this team, I think everyone's going to finally realize that Dak Prescott's just the better quarterback.
Good. All right, we're not doing that yet.
What are we talking about?
All right, the next guy I have here is Matt Paradis of the Carolina Panthers. He signed for a 3-year, $27 million contract. He was the best center available in the market. And then you look at the contract the Bills gave Mitch Morse from Kansas City. They gave him 4 years, $44.5 million. Kansas City, every offensive lineman who leaves there is worse other places because their offensive line doesn't have to make like really difficult blocks, considering that their scheme and the amount of screen passes they run, all those sorts of things. So I don't think any really like there may be like five centers in the league worth $11 million a year. I don't think Morse is really worth that at all. Paradis is really good blocking the second level too. And the Panthers just lost Ryan Khalil, not Matt Khalil. Don't get him confused at all. That's against the law in this country. If you didn't know, Congress just actually voted that into law.
Yeah, it's a law now. Is that what's happening?
Into law, yeah, that's what they did. And so to replace, you know, Ryan Khalil, who's probably one of the 10 best Carolina Panthers of all time. With Matt Paradis, who's one of the better centers in football, I think was a great contract. And it seems like the Panthers' offensive line too just kind of depends on having a really good center as well.
Yeah, for me, I don't like the Carolina Panthers, and I hope that they lose. So I'm not a Cam Newton guy whatsoever, and I hope that nothing works out for them next year. I don't think anything is going to work out because, like what I said last year, he was looking like Markelle Fultz in the NBA. Except
well,
he
was hurt, though.
Dude, those passes look disgusting.
I know, but he was hurt.
And by the way, shout out to Austin. He is now turning against his own team. He is the biggest Carolina Panthers fan that we know. And also, he even last year said that Cam has never learned to be able to throw with his lower body or any part of his body besides just everything upper.
Yeah, because he doesn't need to.
Now he does.
Like, he's an Amazon. Like, he cut off his right tit so he can really throw the javelin well. Oh, my God.
That's what he... Okay, how can you cut off your right tit? How do you do this?
I don't
know. What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I read. Somebody said that one. Somebody said they, in the Amazon, so they'd be better archers, they would cut their tit off to help them shoot, you know, and stuff.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to, yeah.
And it's also probably, you know, it's one of the more underrated classes in Diablo 2. Is Amazon. You know what the worst class is in
Diablo
2? What's
the worst class in Diablo 2?
Assassin, for sure.
Assassin,
for sure.
Sucks,
yeah.
Wow, what great, great nonsense there.
All right, so who's the next one you got here?
For me, so I'm going to still go off trading here because I'm just going to cap off the trade since you're giving me a hard time. Odell, of course. I'm putting Odell on the list only because it was one of the smartest decisions I've seen Cleveland do. I feel like now they're going to be the show. I feel like the division has gotten weaker, so this is their chance to take advantage. It was just a brilliant move all the way around. Jarvis Landry and Odell, who you want to guard more?
Odell.
Exactly. And Jarvis being one-on-one now, he's going to use that to his advantage.
Landry's just, like, super inefficient.
What are you talking about?
Like, everything he catches is, like, 7 yards.
Yeah, but now that he was getting double coverage last year, and so he wasn't able to really break away
I mean, but he was like that in Miami,
you know what?
Too.
I'm so tired of you right now. This is what you're trying.
We're
you're
having
trying,
a nice
you
time.
Know what? You're trying to belittle my pick here of Odell. And also, with the running back situation of Chubb, Kareem Hunt, this offense is going to be worthwhile to see. Vegas is already predicting them to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm buying into that, but still, it's going to be a fun time. Odell was one of my picks.
Where do you think Kareem Hunt gets drafted in fantasy this year? What round?
You can't.
Somebody's going to take him like the 7th round.
I was going to say, you can't do anything like a 5 and like lower. You can't do anything like
that. He's suspended for 8 weeks. Somebody's going to take him the 7th round. And they're going to call their team name like Ice Cream Sandwiches.
Why would they?
And
call
it's gonna make me so upset.
Why would they? Okay, it sounds like that you're already planning on taking him in the 8th round, and you're already planning on your team name.
No, I'm not gonna.
That's
do
what you're
this.
Gonna do.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
I just, but exactly my point here. It's they're gonna have so many weapons towards the end, unless like some type of horrific injury happens. Cleveland's gonna be the team.
I mean, I would say they're the favorite for the North right now. But it's still Cleveland, so I assume it's gonna end. It's not gonna work out well. It's gonna be completely like just a mess and terrible and. They're all going to fight and hate each other, and Kitchens just be crying.
I was
going to
say, Kitchens is the only one that's
He'll
really
just be crying, you know, into like a bowl, like a bread bowl, and just eating his tears out of the same bread bowl, you know.
How do you eat tears?
You cry into the bread bowl, and you cry so much, it, you know, builds
it's,
up. And
it
like,
solidifies
the
tears to where you can
like
chomp
Fantasia,
on the
yeah. Like, there's so much water in there.
Yeah, but you're drinking tears. You're not eating tears.
And you got soup. Maybe there's a little bit dips
so
in the bread. Yeah,
you crunch on soup.
Yeah, you dip. Well, it's a bread bowl. So you rip off pieces of bread, drop in the tear soup, and then you eat it like that.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how they survived in the Great Depression.
No, it's wait. So
that's what the Grapes of Wrath's about.
That so them crying.
They survived off their own eating their own tears. That's how hard the times got.
You know, I feel like you just don't understand the point of reading certain books.
I mean, it's one of my 10 favorite books. It's one of the most important American novels ever wrote.
When were you born? In like the 1970s? You don't watch anything recently or read anything recent. Everything is back in the day. You're so old. Why are you so
also,
old?
Also, I love how that book ends with just like a homeless man getting breastfed.
Man, there it is.
After the baby's still
this
born.
This is it.
You know, it's
you
metal,
know what?
This
is what the show's going to turn into.
It's metal, dude.
All right,
that's in that book corner. Yeah.
What's your next favorite?
All right, my next favorite is Tevin Coleman. For the Atlanta Falcons, 2 years, $8.5 million.
49ers, you mean? And by the way, he's on my list.
For the 49ers.
I got him on mine, too.
Yeah, like, he's a great outside zone runner. What the 49ers do with Kyle Shanahan, run the outside zone. You can't have enough. They have 3 really good running backs with him. Who are the other 2 guys?
McKinnon and Breida.
There we go.
But the problem is, I think Coleman's going to be the guy.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I feel like he is, and that's why.
McKinnon's maybe, like your third down back. Breida is your second punch.
Yeah.
You know, they'll. Hopefully, like, they all get, like, you know, at least 100 carries this year.
Shanahan hates Breida, though.
I don't think so.
He hates him. Only because every single time, if Breida is in for consecutive plays, he's going to get hurt. McKinnon, I don't know if you could trust. Dude, Coleman, I feel like he's going to get the ball every single... Where is he going to go in fantasy? You're going to talk about somebody that's going to be a try of steal. Everybody knows where Coleman's going to be in the
top
five.
It's because we're like 4 months away from it. It's coming up fast, man.
Dude, it's coming up so fast. The problem is, fantasy basketball was such a joke for me this year. I had nothing. And who plays fantasy baseball? Somebody tried to explain the rules to me, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
I tried to play fantasy baseball, and nobody would invite me at all. So, I don't know.
That's a sad
I'm going to set my lineup, too.
That's a sad story I've ever heard.
Yeah, but I really like Coleman in San Francisco, and he was awesome when Shanahan coached him in Atlanta, I guess 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be awesome again this year. And, like, he didn't – it's not like he's had a lot of wear and tear on his body, too. He's never been a guy who's like, yeah, you need to get 275 carries this year. We're just going to feed you. He's never had that sort of workload, so – yeah, paying for a free agent running back like Coleman for only 2 years, $8.5 million, I think was a great deal.
By the way, and kind of in reverse here, what the hell is Atlanta thinking? Like, what are they going to do?
Oh, you see how much money they spent for these two guards?
Like, what are they going to do? Because now Devontae Freeman's going to get hurt within the first three games, and then what are you going to go to? They have nothing left.
Yeah, I don't know.
Atlanta's going bad,
well,
man.
They also...
That Super Bowl really did something to them. It really did. Poor Matt Ryan. And again, I go back to, I think it was one of our first episodes where I said, it's not healthy what he said to begin that season after. Yeah, I watched that game every single day before the start. That's not healthy, man. Regardless, it motivates me.
It's like,
I don't think that motivated
it's
you.
It's like, you know, you go through a bad breakup and you just go back and read all the old text messages every day.
Oh, I don't
her. I'm going to read March 1st to May 2nd this time.
Yeah, I didn't miss her that much. I just read every single message, went through every single phone call and missed alerts.
It's gave me
a
lot of motivation to be a better man.
And you know what? Now I know what happened.
Yeah, now I really know how to love somebody.
Just don't worry. I'm going to come back better than ever.
There
and the next
go.
Girl, he's just going to think he's a psycho.
Yeah, there we go. Also, they signed Jamon Brown for 3 years, $18.75 million, and then James Carpenter for 4 years, $21 million. Like, that's how they went to improve their offensive line. It's not going to work. Both those guys aren't very good. And other than that, like, their team is pretty much identical to last year's.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right. So since you already picked Coleman, I'll knock off my Cowboy list. I picked Ioka and Cobb. I love both of the signings. I think it's going to be great for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think Cobb's going to stay healthy, but I'm at least excited for Ioka. I think he's going to bring something to our defense as that safety. I'm pretty excited. I won't lie to you.
Would you rather have him or Earl Thomas for $12 million a year?
I'm not paying Ioka $12 million.
No, I'm saying, like, would you rather have Ioka for what they signed him for or Earl Thomas for 4 years, $55
million? Man, no matter what, I can't pay him that.
Yeah.
No matter what, I can't do it. So I'm going to take Ioka's contract because I just can't do – I told you last week, I can't do that contract. That's absolutely ridiculous. You have injured the same leg twice. That leg can fall off on the field at any time now. I am not trusting that at all. I'm happy for him.
That's reasonable. That's fine.
But
who do you think has more catches this year? Tavon Austin or Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb.
Oh.
Tavon Austin is not going to, he's going to get injured in practice.
What about Randall Cobb? You think he's going to get injured in practice? Whatever. I really have no idea what happened to Cobb.
It's always the hammy.
The hammy.
It's the hammy with
him. Really fell off, and he like still played. He was still out there.
Yeah, I didn't realize
he just
that. He's
never
not even
produced.
That old
yeah,
either.
He's like 28.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what's going on? I thought the same thing, but last year, whenever he was in fantasy, I thought for some reason he was like 32. I was like, Cobb's on his last leg.
Yeah,
and then I find out his age. What the hell?
I drafted him, and he was like good for 3 weeks, and then he was terrible for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that it's going to be able to turn around, but it's all about health with him, and
yeah.
That's really what it's coming down to. But he was a great replacement over Cole Beasley, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Because I'm not paying Cole Beasley.
Whoa, hey, bite that tongue real fast.
Oh, wait, looks like we may have something on the same list here.
Oh, wow. Ooh, it's a full moon, I guess.
There it is.
The next guy I have here for favorites is Marcus Golden with the New York Giants, 1 year, $3.75 million.
Mm.
So they trade Olivier Vernon to the Cleveland Browns, and he was a productive pass rusher whenever he came back from injury, but they paid him, you know, a lot of money. They saved some money by trading him to Cleveland. And Marcus Golden's a guy who's like the next big, you know, edge rusher in football. Last year he had a bad season. And this is a guy who had 12 sacks, you know, just 2 years ago. And the Giants are able to sign for just, again, 1 year, $3.75 million. You know, they need edge rushers. And getting a guy like Golden, who's, you know, like a really elite athlete, who's a really good speed rusher, I think was a great contract. A lot of really good value right there.
Yeah, for me, I think anybody that's signing with the Giants is a big waste. So that's just, it's not going to be able to do anything for that team. I think that team is heading for the number one pick again because I just don't see anything that's going to happen.
Did you see
it? I feel so bad for Saquon. Saquon, can you please go to a different team so you won't get injured?
Oh, because
I think you're going to get hurt.
I think he's kind of stuck there, man.
Dude, he's going to be hurt. I'm so scared.
Did you, well, like.
I would take Saquon number one, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, the really funny thing, too, about the Giants is Gettleman, or the owner, is either the owner of Gettleman was like, yeah, we feel like Eli had a really great year last year, and he has a few more really great years left in him.
I'm going to puke.
He's going to be the quarterback there for, like,
two
more years.
There's no way you can honestly believe that. I think Eli's the greatest. I think it's going to really work.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's going to work?
It's absurd. It really is insane.
The problem, Eli, is that he doesn't get hurt. So, like, there, no matter what, you're stuck with him all season. Like, you can't even, like, rely. You know how Philly, you know how terrible their fans are where they cheer for injuries. Well, if Eli were to go down, people would be like, oh, okay, maybe we can see what the backup's going to do. The problem is Eli's never going down.
Yeah, he doesn't,
get hurt.
He always looks like he's hurt.
But he's never.
He's in pain.
He doesn't even look like he's all there, but it doesn't matter. He's still on the field.
He's a warrior, man.
All right, so.
Well, actually, and I lie about Marcus Golden. He had 12 and a half sacks in 2016. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, but I still like his a good buy low value.
All right, so for me, I didn't look up his contract, but I can hear soon, or you can do it to join the computer. I've actually picked Ha Ha Clint Dix on this for the Bears. I was actually pretty pumped for him signing as their new safety because they lost, I can't remember his last name.
Adrian Amos.
Yeah, Amos. Start with
you know what they signed Dix for?
Was it something like 1 year, like? Two?
Ooh, close, $3 million.
Okay, I was like, it was very low, and I saw the contract, and I was like, that's awesome. What a steal for them.
Yeah,
and it's a great replacement. So I feel like the Bears' defense is going to be solid. I feel like he's going to bring an added bonus, and again, a cheap added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited for the Bears. Bears are fun. Yeah. I like the defense of football, and I like how dominant their defense is. And Trubisky, he's a guy that just, no matter what, he's weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand his game. I try watching him before. I'm like, I don't know how that worked.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got away with that.
Yeah, well, like, he's weird, too, because his junior year, he was really bad in North Carolina. His senior year, he was awesome. And, like, he made such a big jump. And, like, he's a legitimate athlete. I think, like, you could see their big jump from this year. But he's one of those guys, too, who's in an easy offense to play quarterback in.
He probably, like, sold his soul to, like, Satan or something.
Yeah,
I think that's a thing. I think people can do that.
He's fun, though. But, yeah, and also, like, I'm worried always whenever you have, like, a really great defense and then you have a free agent from it. Like, how much individual value that guy provides whenever you're, like, a monstrous front seven. And it's like, I don't have Za'Darius Smith on my list for, you know, mm-hmm. five least favorite. But, you know, he's going to make, like, $11 million this year. And he had 8.5 sacks in Baltimore. You know, he had 22 quarterback hits. He was awesome. But he was awesome on a really incredible front seven.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So I think you can make the same case for Amos and him leaving. Or it's like, yeah, he was great last year, but he was great on an all-time great defense.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing whenever you go somewhere else. So
and
I think Dix was a great – I'd rather pay Dix 1 year, $3 million, than pay Amos $8 million a year, though.
I know. I know you're I know you're impressed by my list over here.
I like
you.
It.
Yeah.
I have no qualms at all with your list. The last guy I have here is Justin Houston. 2 years, $24 million, Indianapolis Colts. And the reason why I like it so much is I think he can have, you know, 13 sacks a year. And I hope the Colts use him, too, just like as a bullpen arm where he only comes on pass rushing downs. It's like, okay, it's 2nd and 7, get in there, Justin. If it's 1st and 10, we'll just play nickel. And if it's like 3rd and 12, he comes back out there, too. So if they only use him on pass rushing downs, get the most out of his life and longevity. I think he can kind of be like how Dwight Freeney was for like those 3 years after he left Indy, where he would have like 12 sacks every year out of nowhere, and he only played, you know, 20 snaps a game. And I could see Justin Houston being like the best version of that out there.
I figured that you'd have Justin Houston on your list, which is why I didn't choose him. But seriously, it's because you're in love with the Indianapolis Colts that's why you had to have him on your favorite list. And I knew you were going to do this. So I'm going to go back to kind of what you touched on, though. Man, it's going to be a solid team for them. I think that was a great pickup. I think Justin Houston's going to be able to pressure guys. I think it's going to be pretty serious for the Indianapolis Colts, especially when they go up against Deshaun Watson. He's going to get hit, man.
I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be all right. He's a big, strong boy.
So, to cap off my list here, who do you think I got?
All right, your list.
No. I got one more. Who do you think I got here? That's right. You don't know. Jared Cook
good.
For the New Orleans Saints. I feel like this is going to add an additional weapon that they've needed. I actually like the signing. Benjamin Watson was a joke because he was so old. Good Lord. They tried to throw him the ball. He wasn't the same. No separation. And this should take off some pressure off Domus, hopefully. And maybe Tre'Quan Smith can be something.
Yeah, that's really what they're banking on.
Yeah. And I feel like Jared Cook's going to add kind of like a third option for Drew Brees. Let's just hope he doesn't throw his arm out again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He should only throw like 15 passes a game next year, you know? And then until like
he
week 12
happens.
He should
pull the Tom Brady thing. Just, yeah. Oh, everybody doubt him all season. Look at that noodle arm. Yeah. He doesn't know how to throw the football anymore. And then once the playoffs start,
don't throw the ball
go.
Hard at all, Drew. Just don't throw it hard.
Yeah, I know, but he loves to do that.
Don't do it.
He loves it,
don't
man.
Don't do it.
Hey, Drew. Don't throw the ball 50 yards. Okay, 40 yards. Here it comes. No, Drew, don't. No.
Yeah, don't do it. It's a bad idea.
Yeah. So that's all right. What I got.
That sounds good. So those were our five favorite. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about our five least favorite.
My favorite.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And we're back. So now we're going to discuss our five least favorite, maybe our five hated. You know, let's put some rhetoric in here. The five most grotesque signings of free agency.
Like, seriously, if they were on my team, I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Wait, was that too much?
No, it was good.
That was good. All right.
The five most seeping open sores from free agency.
Yeah, like cold sores. Yeah. In my mouth. Yeah.
Just a lot, like an asteroid belt of cold sores in my mouth.
And you're like rubbing it up against like sandpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that sandpaper is Tyrann Mathieu. So
yeah.
He's the first one I have here for.
you love him.
He signed a 3-year, $42 million contract. He's going to make $26.8 million guaranteed. They can't cut him until after next season. And the Chiefs had the worst run defense in football for the last two seasons. They are going to fix that by going to a 4-3, even though the only player they added was Alex Okafor, who's, you know, completely fine. But they don't have good linebackers. They lost Steven Nelson, so like they just had Brashawn Brill on the other side. They released Eric Berry. So I guess like they're going to play Mathieu and Drew Sorensen. And so like, they have a lot of needs on their defense. Like, they have a lot of holes there. And so their answer to all this is to switch to a 4-3 Steve Spagnuolo and then give Tyrann Mathieu $14 million a year. Now, Mathieu is a mirage. He's not a playmaker. His two interceptions last year bounced off somebody else's hands, and they were deflections. His four sacks are completely unhindered returns. I think he forced one fumble. He was just – all he did was just, like, you know, yell and holler, make fun of the other players after he gives up, like, a first down and then gives up a touchdown on the next play. He's on that good man coverage, and there's so many things wrong with his game. And he doesn't make anybody else better, and so the Chiefs just gave him, you know, $14 million a year, which is an absurd amount of money. One, for even like a great player, that's a lot of money to give. And also, he's like a mediocre player. And if you're going to kill your cap space and kill your roster, you do that by giving mediocre players way too much money. And that's what the Kansas City Chiefs did here.
Yeah, well, for me, I don't really have a personal vendetta against Tyrann Mathieu.
He's a coward.
Yeah, apparently, there's a lot of hatred going on your direction over there. I'm just going to say, I'll wait and see. The Kansas City Chiefs defense last year was a joke. So in my opinion, I feel like he actually is going to be able to improve it. Sure, I don't like the contract nor the money, but I don't think it was that bad of a signing compared to what they had, which is absolutely nothing. And I know that you hate me saying
of
this
right
now.
It's okay to be wrong.
I know that you hate me saying all of this right now. But
like, Mahomes threw, I think, 55 touchdowns last year. Uh-huh. He may need to throw 75 this year.
Matt, I just...
Like, he may need to.
Matt, I don't see it getting any worse than what it was. I just don't.
It could.
How could it get any worse?
Because it's just as bad as it was last year. And it's even worse in a way because they lost Justin Houston D4.
Matt, he has to score a touchdown every single time he touches
the
ball.
I think that's what he's
going
to do.
Well, he had to do that last year. So, again, Tyrann Mathieu being added, it's not like it's a negative nor a positive then. it pretty much just cancels itself out. If that would be the end result.
I mean, they could have like done things like sign.
Say I'm wrong.
Shaq Barrett. Oh, I forgot to add him my five favorites. Damn it.
You know what? Well, that's because you only get five.
I mean, he would be like number two, though. I really like him.
All right, I'm jumping on my list here. For my list, I chose Terrell Suggs for the Arizona Cardinals.
Least favorite.
I chose this.
I mean,
man.
He only got 2 years, $9 million. I love him there.
I don't. And the reason being, it's a waste. What are we doing?
Okay. I
like,
see what you're
this
saying.
Is where I'm at. I don't like it because.
Where would you want me to go instead?
A contender. I don't care who it is. Hell, he can even go to Houston for all I care. That's how much I want him to go to somebody that's at least going to be contending in the playoffs. This is a waste. Come on. And just like what he's saying recently about, oh, I'm excited. I wouldn't choose his place unless I thought something special would be here.
They had a top 10 defense last year.
Dude, come on.
They averaged 15 points a game, but they had a top 10 defense.
Like, I don't see it. And I feel like Terrell Suggs, him leaving Baltimore was a travesty, and now him being in Arizona is a travesty. I don't like it. I don't like the contract.
I mean, I would rather
have
him stay in Baltimore. I mean, he only got 2 years, $9 million.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd like him in Arizona, though. Like, I think he's going to be. He's going to be a fun. Like, especially if he only plays. He can play run defensive downs, too. It's just how much you want to play him. But yeah, I think he was good last year. He's going to be good there, too. And the Cardinals just have, like, a lot of really good defensive players. And I think he'll fit in nicely there.
Yeah, he's going to fit in nicely to 6-10. I'm so excited that he's going to fit nicely into that.
I think they could win.
I'm so excited to watch that, man. 6-10.
I think they can win 8 games next year.
So you think that they're going to win 8 games? You want to place a bet on that?
Not just yet. Let me see what they do in the draft.
What do you mean what they're going to do in the draft? Or if they go Kyler Murray, you going to do?
Well, if they get Murray and then they get a second-round pick in this year's draft for Rosen, I don't know.
Who's going to give up a second-round pick for
Rosen? I would.
Who is going to do that?
Maybe the Giants. Maybe the Patriots.
Actually, the Giants would be smart if they did that.
Maybe the Redskins.
The Redskins are too stupid. They're never going to do that. They're too dumb.
I just imagine them just drooling. You pan over to the Redskins.
So dumb. You know what they were upset with? That they couldn't sign Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah.
That's who the Redskins wanted to sign.
When that's how you know you're tanking, is when you sign Fitzpatrick.
Exactly. Oh, damn it. Spoiler. He's on my list, too.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
No, I do like Suggs there. I missed him a copy of Desert Solitaire. I'm excited for him there.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I'm a Bucks fan, but I'm still kind of sort of a Cardinals fan. As far as I'm trying to figure out what teams I'm excited to watch next year. And the Cardinals are still kind of there.
I hate you.
My other least favorite contract I have here, let's just get it out of the way. Let's talk Cole Beasley. So Beasley signed a 4-year, $29 million contract. He's had one really good year in his entire career, and that was 2016. He was fifth in receiving DVOA. He had like a 75% completion or catch rate was 75%, and he had like 836 receiving yards. That was, you know, of course, 2 years ago. Every year other than that, he's been, you know, mediocre
at best. He's been mediocre at best.
He's also 30 years old, and he received a contract for, again, 4 years, $29 million, $14.4 million guaranteed.
Dude, he has the best agent I've ever seen in my life. How in the world is Buffalo going, this is it, this is the guy?
Well, and
this is what we need.
That's kind of the problem, too. It's that I can't think of a worse player to play with Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly. What is Josh Allen going to do with him?
He can't throw short routes.
How many times is Cole Beasley going to touch the ball, Matt?
I mean, they're going to throw the ball to the dirt to him a bunch, and Josh Allen's going to overthrow him a bunch. But like a guy with a small catch radius who, you know, I think is going to have trouble being man coverage even as early as this year.
He creates no separation.
And
like
you're having to put the ball in a small window to get him it. And like lead them all those sort of things. And Josh Allen's not very good at that. He does things you'll never ever see before, but these are things that he's not good at doing.
I feel like you're so upset because Josh Allen is your favorite quarterback.
Yeah.
And yet the weapon that he received, you're just hating.
Well, John
Brown
should be fun.
Well, John Brown would be fun to watch.
If he's healthy. And I like Zay Jones a lot, though, too.
Cole Beasley is not fun. So that's not what he wanted.
I looked it up, you know, after we talked last week, where the combined age of LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore. 65 years old.
Holy crap.
LeSean McCoy's 30. Frank Gore's 35.
That's, what are, you know that, are they're drafting a running back, right?
They have to. Maybe like the fourth round.
They have to be drafting a running back.
Or they can just like sign Chris Ivory again because they love to.
Why
do
would
that.
They sign Chris Ivory?
They'd
what
love
are they?
To do that.
God, man, you can't even draft anybody in fantasy next year out of that team. That team's so horrible. Who are you going to do out of freaking running back?
I'll probably draft Zay Jones like the 11th round.
Yeah, in the 11th round. Yeah, that's what you're saying. I can't wait to draft the Buffalo
Zay
Bills.
Zay Jones is
going to
be so
round.
Good in New England like 2 years too.
Actually, that I believe.
Yeah.
All right, but going back to Cole Beasley. Yeah, well, Cole Beasley, he's going to be rapping in Buffalo. So
is he a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper, man.
That's good.
Isn't every NFL player these days a rapper?
I think every white slot receiver from SMU is a rapper.
I really hope that Tyler Schmidt buys a Cole Beasley jersey.
That'd be cool.
And that'd be so awesome. If he goes to the Buffalo Bills game wearing a Cole Beasley jersey, he would have to take a picture and send it.
Yeah. I do need to get a Josh Allen shirt, see for sure.
All right, so I'm going to jump to my next one here.
Oh, the last thing I want to add about the Beasley thing. So Beasley, he's going to make, you know, about $7 million a year. Adam Humphries is 25 years old, has had three really good seasons. He's younger, he's better, and he has potential to be even better. You know, he signed 4 years, $36 million with Tennessee. If you're Buffalo, why not just pay for Humphries instead and get a younger, better version of the same player? Who actually has the potential to be more than, you know, kind of crappy for the contract they gave him. Or just sign like Chris Conley or Randall Cobb, you know? Just sign someone else for a 1 year contract. Man, that's the other thing I didn't understand about that contract.
We just touched on this, man. Beasley's a rapper.
Yeah, like, I guess so. Is there a rapper to ever come out of Buffalo?
I don't know. I think that's why they needed him. Hey, we need to look tough. Who do we get? We should bring in Beasley.
I don't think there's every. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. Yo, I'm from the Buffalo.
Running with the Buffalo.
Running with the Buffalo here in New York.
I don't know what. I was like something Snuffalo, but that doesn't really work.
I don't know if Snuffalo works.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to jump to my next one here. The Antonio Brown. I do not like this at all for Oakland. I thought this was just so horrible. He's getting paid, what is it, 36? Something. Was it 55, 36?
Yeah, I can look
You're going to have to
here.
Look this up for me. Only because when I saw it, I laughed. When I even heard about it, I laughed. John Gruden doesn't even like Antonio Brown. This is not going to work at all.
So he's going to get 3 years, $50.125
there it
million.
Is. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three years, $50 million.
Come on.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to work out, right?
Oh, okay. There is no way that this is going to. Derek Carr is going to be throwing him the football.
Yeah. I mean.
So Derek Carr is going to be his savior. He's going to be like. So he's going to be like Big Ben then.
No, I think Carr needs somebody he can get the ball out too quickly because he holds on the ball for too long and he has trouble finding open receivers. And even a receiver who's just like always open makes it a lot easier for him.
I would have never paid Antonio Brown this type of money.
I mean, he's a top three wide receiver.
Yeah. What do you have to deal with on the side? How long is he going to be happy in the locker room?
I think
how
long
is those 50-yard games going to be able to make him happy?
I think
happy?
This is how you figure it out. You know, Antonio Brown walks in the locker room this year, star of OTAs, is the goatee dyed blonde or not? If it's not, I think things will be okay. If he shows up that dye blonde goatee, he's like, get out. You have to leave.
By the way,
not doing this.
By the way, covered the children's ears on this one. Do you think that Antonio Brown, when he walks in like the locker room, he looks at Derek Carr, he's like, you're my bitch. You think that's what
I think they're
do?
Friends. No, I need to see this video. It's super funny. It's like Antonio Brown going to Derek Carr's house. He's like, man, I can't wait for this year. Derek's like, yeah, it's going to be really cool, man. Okay. And you're like, this is probably the most awkward thing
ever. You
know,
the greatest thing about it was that it was filmed.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the most magical time is. Whenever you're meeting your teammates for the first time, you want to have a film. That's how you and I met.
It was like a blind date.
Yeah,
really
you and I met that way. We had a camera crew come in, and we were like, hey, I'm Taylor.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm Matt. And it was just... It was love ever since.
Yeah, it was like a blind date where one, the people look like, don't look like what the pictures look like. And like, yeah, I'm really excited for tonight.
They were catfished.
And he was like, I can't wait to just go home in 2 hours. You know?
I can't believe you like it, though. I just can't
I do.
Believe
I think
you like
I like
it.
I would have liked it more if he went to the Colts or the Packers or the Patriots. And I think it's insane that one of those teams didn't make that deal, especially the Colts. I really don't understand it at all.
Whatever.
But yeah, I'm fine with it. The next contract I have here is, let's stick with Oakland Raiders. I'm going Trent Brown. He signed a 4-year, $66 million contract, $36 million guaranteed. The problem with Brown is that he's like a really wide blocker, but he can get beat by speed rushes. He was just got done blocking for Tom Brady. Tom Brady gets the ball in 3 seconds. All you have to do is just get in the way to pass block for him as a tackle, as seen by Nate Solder 2 years ago, who was bad for the Giants this year and got paid $14 million to be bad. blocking for Eli Manning, who holds onto the football for a lot longer. And so Brown, all these, in order to beat him in New England, you had to go through him or make an inside move. He weighs 350 pounds. That's not going to work. But
sure it is.
When you have Derek Carr, who is a five Mississippi backyard quarterback, Trent Brown has to block for a longer period of time. He actually has to stop edge rushes. And I think he's going to be like good there. I just don't think he's going to be a top five tackle good, a $13 million a year player like he was paid to be in Oakland, which is probably even more than that. You know, my math isn't the sharpest right now. I think it comes up to $14 million a year. Yeah, it does.
So I don't think Derek Carr is going to be protected at all. And I feel like I'm going back to what you're saying. He played with Tom Brady, who got the ball out faster than anybody else on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Derek Carr is going, he holds the ball. He is known for holding the ball and not getting rid of it. That is not going to work out at all. And by the way, it brings me to my next point.
And like you want, and also like you want Carr holding onto the ball because it means he's throwing the ball downfield. And he has like good arm strength. He has good
accuracy. Is, though, he's not.
You don't want him like dumbing the ball.
Do you think he's going to remain the quarterback for Oakland for like the entire season?
I think for this year.
I don't think so.
Who's their backup?
I don't know. I thought you were supposed to know these things.
Well, let's see.
You
here.
Can't just ask those questions without actually looking these things up.
I was hoping you knew.
Well, how would I know these things? I just get invited to these places.
They cut AJ McCarron because he's a Houston Texan, which is a lot of fun.
That's what you love, right?
The only thing I love more than AJ McCarron is tricep tattoos. So.
You love tricep tattoos?
Yeah, it's my new thing.
What
man.
Does that do for you?
I just think it's like really cool.
What was a tricep tattoo that you saw and you're like, man, that's nice?
Well, Josh Klein plays used to play offensive guard for the Titans. He was released. He's now an offensive guard for the Minnesota Vikings. He has J and K, his initials, on his triceps, which is like super cool.
God, it's so awesome.
The Raiders don't have a backup quarterback right now. That's why we didn't know. It's not because we're not smart enough.
So. Oh, it's because they're drafting Derek Carr's replacement.
That's exactly what they're doing.
So it goes
watch
back
out,
to
Derek.
The
maybe they trade for Josh Rosen.
Well, do you think they ask Antonio, hey, who do you want to throw you the ball?
He says Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Ben would be perfect there.
Oh, God.
So who's your next least favorite one?
Oh, so my next least favorite one here is going back to the Fitzpatrick. I'll just touch on that now, to the Miami Dolphins. Because like what you just said, if you sign Fitzpatrick, you're tanking.
Yeah.
Like, you're done for the season. So if you're a Miami fan, you're already done.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Like, you're already done. You can go and enjoy, like, the first three games. After the three games, you might as well just stay at home.
I wouldn't watch
one game either.
No, they're tanking. Their jerseys are terrible, too. They have the Aqua Fresh, squirt of toothpaste dolphins.
I don't even know what they're going to do next year. It's like they're just going to be a team that's out there. They're going to be the new Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That's who the Miami Dolphins are.
Yeah.
They're
the
new
the
Cleveland
Raiders
Browns.
Last year, in a way.
Because at least, I'll put it this way. Miami, after Dan Marino, were they ever excited? Were they ever exciting to watch?
No, the only thing they've done, I guess they had that one year and they had like Ricky Williams and Jason Taylor, and they like lost in the
that's
wild
true.
Round.
They did have the Taylor.
They had the Wildcat year too, but that's it.
Oh, the
and then
Wildcat
they,
year. Way to ruin football.
And then they had the year whenever they made the playoffs, so they beat a bunch of bad teams by like one score games, where Matt Moore was like almost died in that game against Pittsburgh, where Antonio Brown had like three touchdowns, and they went down like 28-7.
Yeah,
I like Matt Moore. I think he could have had a better career if he was.
I think actually, why wouldn't Miami just keep Matt Moore? Like
they didn't even last year though.
You could have done something more than having Fitzpatrick or Tannehill.
I guess it's good they trade Tannehill. But like I think the difference too with their rebuild is they can't get a first round pick from anybody on their team.
Yeah, it's because their team is garbage.
It's like the Raiders like, well, we trade Mac and
Matt,
we got
you and I
could two
have been
firsts
a better,
and
like, GM than what they've got.
It was bad.
You and I can get better players than what they have now.
The only good thing to watch about the Dolphins this year is Laremy Tunsil. Like, that's it.
I don't even, man, there's nothing to watch about that team. But that's why, going back to my point, that's why I put Fitzpatrick on the list. It's because it just goes back to, I have absolutely zero interest in watching Miami. That's
and,
what you've done to me.
Well, also, you know, I did say Teddy Bridgewater is a coward for not going there. I still kind of feel like it, but it would have been an awful situation for him to be in.
Yeah,
like he's like, yeah, I'm gonna try to be a starting quarterback, and he would just probably fail there because the team's so bad.
You're calling a lot of people cowards these days.
It's a fun word to say. I'm really starting to enjoy that.
You're going
word.
After a lot of guys here.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot.
All right, who's your next one?
The next one I have here is Nicholas Foles.
I like the contract. I like the signing.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, 4 years, $88 million, $50.15 million guaranteed. So there's a couple of problems with it. One, nobody was paying for a quarterback this year. The teams that needed a quarterback, they didn't want to pay for a quarterback so they could kind of be bad and get a better draft pick in their younger teams. And, you know, they're not really in the market for it. So they pretty much paid a lot of money to make him feel better, make him, like, look tougher next to Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell, give him, like, a higher status in the locker room. Two, like, Bowles has had 7 good games the last 2 years, and they're paying him to be really good every game, which he hasn't done at all. And the rest of their roster has suffered. They cut 3 starters to sign him. They cut Malik Jackson. They cut Tayshaun Gibson. They cut Jeremy Parnell. Their roster's worse because they signed Nick Foles, and Nick Foles has to pick up the slack and be better to make up for it. And Foles isn't that quarterback. Foles can be competent on a really good team. He can catch fire and, you know, do what he did 2 years ago, which is what he did. But, like, overall, like, game to game, he has to be really good now, and he's never done that. And so I think they're paying him way too much money. Next year, they're going to owe him $28 million.
Okay.
Like, you have to be...
You just
he has
insulted
to
a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Yeah, I'll
That's
do,
what
I'll
you
do
just
it
did. And going back to the main point here, even though I do like it, I agree. Only because... It's
I think
the problem
it's fun.
Is what people don't remember, or maybe they just want to forget out of their minds here. What was the beginning season like for Philly last year with Foles as the QB?
He was good against Atlanta, and then he was bad after that.
Exactly, and then eventually they went to wins.
And he was bad in the postseason last year too.
No, I wouldn't
he was
say
bad.
That. I'm not going to say
he was
that.
Bad in that Saints game. He had 2 good drives, and then didn't do anything that. The rest of the game.
Yeah,
he was bad against the Bears.
But yeah,
the Bears
he still could have beaten the Saints, and that wasn't his fault that they lost to the Saints.
In some ways. But he
in some ways. That wasn't his drop. That wasn't his tip.
Yeah.
No, you both don't know.
I understand that's where it boiled down to at the end of it.
That's what happens.
He still played bad for 40 minutes in that game. And so that he had 2 good drives to start the game. He had a good last drive, and then Jeffrey dropped that pass.
Either way, I do agree with the fact where he's going to end up 8-8. And if he were to actually just come in the second half of the season, they would make the playoffs. The problem is you had to have had Bortles stay. Bortles plays the first 8 games of the season. Then everybody hates Bortles so much.
Then
you
Bortles
then
gets
go
hurt.
To, well, you can't
you
just
like,
force the hurt unless you're going to have one of your own
you,
guys.
You
hit
get
him.
Bortles 30 Bud Lights and have him like drunkenly fall down the
you
stairs.
You could probably actually just tell Ramsey to hit him and Ramsey would.
I don't know. Ramsey's a...
Oh, he's a nice guy?
He has to be in practice,
You're
going
to say he's a great guy?
He has to be in practice.
All right.
I think he would hit Bortles in practice.
All right, by the way, so my last one here, unless you got one more thing to say.
No, let's hear your last one. I got my last one.
All right, man. I got Golden Tate.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Four
years, $30 million.
Oh, my Lord. I just don't get it because it goes back to your quarterback is Eli Manning. What is he going to do? He's not going to do anything. He's just going to be hanging out on the field. They are going to go 2-14. They are going to
win like 6 games.
Dude, they're going
to
be so
they'll probably
so
win
bad.
7 games.
He's not going to be able to break away. He is supposed to be replacing Odell Beckham.
He's 30 years old, too.
He's replacing Odell.
I mean, he's a slot receiver, and like you already have Ingram in the slot.
You're excited about
you're
Shepard
on the outside.
Ingram and Tate.
And Tate.
That's what you want.
And Saquon.
That's what, yeah.
Poor, and their offensive line should be better.
God, poor Saquon.
Poor guy.
I'm so upset right now.
He's so strong.
But that's where I'm at. I just don't think Golden Tate is. It wasn't that great of a signing. I thought it was stupid. Too much money and all around. Too many
years. Oh
yeah.
Too much money.
Too many years.
He's 30 years old. He wasn't very good in Philadelphia last year. He wasn't very good in Detroit last year.
And they're just
year.
Like, oh, Philly didn't use him properly. What are you going to use him with Eli? What are you going to use him for?
No, it's a bad one.
It's bad.
I agree. That's a good one too. Last one I have here is Cameron Wake. Now, I don't think it's a bad contract. He signed 3 years, $23 million. He's 37 years old. But oh, it's only $10.7 million guaranteed, so they're only paying him $5 million this year to their cap. They can come after next year and only owe him, you know, $3 million in dead money after that point. But the problem is that their defense needs a better pass rush. They had bad pass rush last year. I think their secondary was bad, but I think it's mainly more because of the pass rush than the talent that they have. They lost Derek Morgan and Brian Arakpo. They have Harold Landry on the other end. They need an outside linebacker. They pick Wake, and like I like Wake in the role that Terrell Suggs may play in Arizona, we talked about, and the role that Justin Hughes may play in Indianapolis that we talked about, where he plays 25 snaps a game only in passing downs and then rushes the passer. The Titans aren't in a situation like that with Wake. They need him to play every down, be really good for every down. He's 37 years old.
It's going to work.
His knee's always being scraped. He's like he's too integral for this defense to like he's too integral and too old to have the load that he's going to have for Tennessee. And if they signed him for like 1 year, $5 million, add Shaq Barrett too, or draft like a outside linebacker early in the draft, I can understand if it's like a sparingly sort of thing, just off the pass rush. But as of right now, they're paying to play every down, which I think is just a disaster because he's not a good run defender as well.
Man, you've been hating on Tennessee tonight. What's going on? You did not like this offseason at all.
I do really like Roger Saffold there. I like Humphreys there too. Like, I like the moves, but I don't think it pushed him to be really good at anything at all yet.
I'm kind of with you as well. I just feel like Tennessee, you know what they're going to do next year? They're going to be the same team.
Yeah, they're going to win 8 games and be 16th in everything.
Yeah, there's just not much to them. And when it comes to the addition, I don't really agree with you on when it comes to that bad of a signing. There was worse. I understand that they're a little bit desperate, and he's 37, and everything being on his shoulders is a little bit much. But
he is an alien too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just don't mind it. I think it's fine. It's not the worst. I'll put it to you that
way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the worst. You know? It's just more like the need, and just putting that much on a player of his age, I think, is a bad idea.
To cap it off, I'm gonna throw one more bonus on Jason Witten. I hate that contract so much. All right, that's all I want to say.
My bonus one, I think, would be Landon Collins. Not because I don't think Landon Collins is bad, but giving him like 5 years, $84 million on a defense that isn't so Landon Collins away is bad.
Landon Collins is all we need. Let's do it.
Yeah. That's not their quarterback is Case Keenum. Case Keenum's going to die there.
What are you talking about, Matt? Case Keenum is the truth, according to you. Are you taking that back?
Look,
you're taking that back, aren't you? Take it back.
Listen.
Take it back for the audience.
I'm not taking anything back. Yeah, I'm just saying he's going to die there.
Say you were wrong.
He was one of my favorite players.
Say you were wrong about Case Keenum.
I say he was fun to watch. Never said he was great.
Say you were wrong about Case Keenum.
No, I was never wrong about
him. Dude, you were wrong.
I said he's good. He's not great, but I really like watching him play.
Okay, I need a poll created. Was Matt wrong about Case Keenum?
All right, let's see if we can do that.
I think you need to do
that. I'll add to the post for this.
Add it to the post.
Yeah. I'm going to say, when I said I like watching Case Keenum play, he's not good.
No,
was I wrong?
It's already too long of an explanation. It's already way too long.
I'm going to write it really down.
People aren't even going to read that. They're just going to be like, I don't even know what he's saying.
Well, people listen to the show tonight. If you did, hit the subscribe button. Make sure we'll do a show next week, and maybe you can think of a topic next week.
Oh, dude, I so get the topic next week. I hope everybody's ready.
Yeah, it should be fun.
By the way, nobody's going to listen now.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think I should.
I mean, we had 4 million listeners last week.
Yeah, but we went down though, man. Were we at like 5 like the week before?
But hey, you know,
dude,
the weather's so nice right now.
That's true too.
Listen to those birds.
Man, the wind was so beautiful. But I don't want to listen to birds.
It's beautiful. All right. We'll be back on next week.
Nobody.
We'll talk to you later. Have a good night, Taylor. Thank you for listening to Bell Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston once again. Thank you for listening to Bell Red Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
That sounded good to me. I thought it was pretty good.